Hey, this is Gengar Greasy, and you're listening to the Poke Tower Podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 127 of the Poke Tower Podcast. 127 episodes deep. We just got a comment on, I think it was a Digimon episode that I just did recently. Someone was like, you know, most podcasts only make it 6 episodes, so props to you for getting this far, and it means a lot. I appreciate that. It's tough, but you guys got to remember, I do this all the time. This is what I do. This is my job. This is my life. So it's fun to talk about, and I get to share everything about trading cards that I'm doing. I get to share lessons learned. You know, a lot of good, important stuff. So. I know it seems like a feat, but I keep myself grounded. You know, this is what I do. This is my job. So I treat it like that. And I think that's what makes it easier for me to do this. But anyways, I say that to say thank you. It means a lot. We're keeping the lights. Okay, we're keeping the lights the way they were last week. We got some comments, you know, saying, hey, I like the way it looks. So we'll keep it, right? Yeah, that's cool with me. I think it's brighter in here and it probably, you know, illuminates what I have going on back there more. So. I get it. I appreciate it, guys. There was a little bit more comments than normal, so always means a lot. Helps me out a ton. All right, episode 127. If you're new here, this is a Trading Cards Collectibles Podcast. We're going to be talking about Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball, Digimon, sports cards, video games, you know, 90s nostalgia. But that's it for the intro today. I don't have too much to go off of. We got some interesting topics to talk about today. First thing we're going to be talking about, TCG Battle Royale. Here we go. All right. TCG Battle Royale. This is our segment where we talk about Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball, and Digimon and their most recent booster set release. We rank them 1 through 4 based on certain things. Remember, number one doesn't mean the best. It just kind of means like the hottest at the moment, most value at the moment. But again, you don't have to collect off those things. Sometimes it's best to collect things when they're worth nothing. That's kind of how people make money in this hobby. Anyways, here we go. We just talk about the different variables that can affect those things. Number one this week, and I am pumped on this. We'll see. There's a lot to talk about today. When we talk about this, I'm stoked. This is great. And I'm excited. Like, man, here it is. Dragon Ball Supers Power Absorbed just released last week. And, it's taking number one. No doubt. Case prices are at $824.89. Box prices are at $70.90. Top four cards in the set come out to about $2,100. Yeah. Yeah, and there are 23 cards in the set that break the $15 price point. Now, Dragon Ball has done something very, very interesting, and they have introduced secret rare alternate arts, which is why these prices are so dang high. Now, the other thing that they've done, which is we haven't seen this since the Yu-Gi-Oh Legacy Pack days, so like Magician's Force. Things like that, where there's like a hobby in a retail box. Bandai has done something very similar, and I didn't even know about it. We'll be talking about it later today. They have collector's booster boxes. And that's where a lot of these alternate art cards come from. So you got the cheaper retail booster style, which you can still pull alts, you can still pull, you know, secrets, but it's not going to be the alternate gold stamped version, which is demanding some serious premiums. We'll talk about it later tonight, but I got nothing bad to say about Dragon Ball Super Power Absorbed. Strong character selection, strong artwork, strong rarities, and then just like the exclusivity. We got a collector's booster box now. That is something we have not seen, and I think a lot of different TCGs could learn from that. I mean, people have done it before, but you don't see it often, and that is big. I think that's actually something that could really stop people from scalping stuff, make collectors stuff, make retail, you know, just player specific, you know, card game specific where you're actually playing the game. This could be big. And Dragon Ball, I mean, and there's no God Rare in this set. So it's not like, you know, I had to fix my camera real quick. This is big. It's new. It's fresh. Just Dragon Ball is being, that's just super impressive. I actually bought a bunch of singles this morning from Dragon Ball Super Power Absorbed. If you want to know which ones I was getting, go back a few episodes and find my top picks for Power Absorbed. The collector picks for Power Absorbed. I was about this close from buying the alternate art Vegeta and Goku there with the Super Saiyan 3. I didn't. I just went for some SPRs. I thought they were kind of cheap. Again, you guys know the SPR game. If you get an SPR of a main character, you know, under $10, you grade it for $15, and we know, knowing Dragon Ball Super, you get a very high gem mint rate. A lot of those main character cards move for 50 plus. There was a time from, I believe it was Vermilion Bloodline. I was grading SPRs that I got for less than $10, grading them for $15. And some of those PSA 10s were selling for $150, $225, $250. You know, now the pops have increased, so those have gone down quite a bit. But it's like, if you catch these things early, Dragon Ball pays back huge in dividends. It's like, so go find your favorite characters. Go find those classic artworks and take a bet. That's what I would do. But yeah, Power Absorb looks great. I wouldn't buy right now in terms of like, sipping and ripping, it's a little too expensive. But if you want to go hunt some singles that are cheap, especially the SPRs, this might be a good time. Because sometimes there are SPRs that start off at like $4 to $9 and then they go to $30. So you have to pick and choose. All of mine were under $10. I was like, you know what? That's fine. If it drops to $5, I'm not dead, you know, and if it stays at $10, I'm not done. So I like those. Okay. Number two this week, going with Digimon Dimensional Phase. It was hard for me to put it at number two because I don't really like where the set's going. I don't see it standing the test of time in terms of longevity, but it has the rarities, right? So that those gold rare alternate arts are big. Now, it may not be the best character selection, but when you rank them up with other rarities that are on today's list, I think they're superior. You got the Mastamon. The Mastamon is up to $500 now. You have the Machine Dramon at like $150. And then you have All Force Vidramon, who's actually cheapy weepy. Yep. He's actually dropped below $90 now. He's almost the same price as a box. So we'll go ahead and cover that now. Case prices are still the same, $895, $49. Box prices are down to $75.58, which is just, you know, 20, 30 cents from last week. Top four cards in the set, $787.43. That's quite the bump from last week. So the singles market has gone up a little bit. 14 cards in the set that still break the $15 price point. So that's good. They're kind of holding on to that. A lot of those are alternate arts, your secret rares, and then you have your chase pulls here, the golds. I like that. You know, that means there's a lot to be pulled there. What I don't like is the character selection of this specific set. Just because it's an alt, you know what I mean? Maybe it doesn't rate that. Now, there's things like playability and stuff like that I'm not really touching on. So, who knows? But, yeah, the All Force Vidramon is the same exact price as a booster box right now. So, if that's your guy, don't go buy a box. Just get him. Just go get him. I'm telling you, there's not much else to be desired within the set in terms of, like, if you're like a diehard old school Digimon collector, right? So think about that. Box price, same price as one of the chase cards. Come on now. That doesn't happen often. Number three this week. I'm bumping down Yu-Gi-Oh! Maze of Memories. I didn't want to. But there's still some good to be had with Maze of Memories. First of all, Maze of Memories has the Black Luster Soldier collector rare. That's big. It's got Baron. You got the Elemental Heroes collector rare. Not only that, they also have Gate Guardian in a collector rare, and he's only like $30, $40 right now. That was something that I almost pulled the trigger on today. Bought, you know, I was about to buy 3 copies of Blackluster and 3 copies of Gate Guardian. The only reason I didn't is because the set is only 10 days old, maybe, you know, just under 2 weeks old. I'm going to give it a little more time. That might bite me in the butt. I don't know, but I can take that chance. You know what I mean? It's not something I need tomorrow, but it's definitely something I like. And Gate Guardian is such a classic. I mean, if you look at the best collector rares that perform in terms of value, they're all classic characters. There are hardly any modern character, modern artwork collector rares that do really well. There are some, but for the most part, you're going to see that the throwback cards that have been reprinted in a collector rare do the best. When you see a Gate Guardian, who was a chase card for Metal Raiders, at 30, 40 bucks for a collector rare, which is like a 1 in 3 box pool, that's a no-brainer. So think about that. Case prices are at $699.99, same as last week. Box prices are down to $61. Again, chase pool. You have a chase pool in Blackluster, Elemental Heroes, and you have a chase pool in, you know, Gate Guardian. Those are going to cost you 40 to 70 bucks. You can buy a box, take your chances, or you can just get that guy and you're done. This is one of the first times in a while where you can buy a box or get the chase almost at the same exact price. That's really good. And be ready for Yu-Gi-Oh! To maybe make a jump up. You know what I mean? We'll see. I think it can surpass Digimon. The only reason I put Digimon in number 2 is I like the rarities. I don't like those characters, but you can't deny, you know, we don't ever get pull rates on Digimon, so we don't really know. But from what was said is those have similar pull rates to the Omni and the Alphamon. So I'm guessing they're just a tier below that. Maybe not a case hit, maybe something like 1 in 3 boxes, 1 in 4 boxes, you get one of these golds. Something like that, I bet. Okay. Number four this week. It's going to be Pokemon Crown Zenith. I think everyone's a little bit sick of this, and the cards have dropped down quite a bit. Case prices are down $609.50. Box prices are up to $60.49. Top 4 cards in the set are down to $313.14, and there are 18 cards in the set to break the $15 price point. Mewtwo is down bad. Mewtwo was up to $125, 130 bucks. He's down 70. So almost 50% drop there. Might be a great time to grab a Mewtwo when you consider, again, this is kind of a common theme this week. Box price 60 bucks. Mewtwo alternate 70 bucks. Not bad, right? Giratina. Giratina secret rare, 120. Box price 60. So you go buy 2 ETBs for 120 because you think you're going to get lucky, or you just go get the guy. You just go get the best guy for 120. It's a great time to buy it because, you know, people are prepping up for Scarlet and Violet. It could be a good time to get it. If I'm buying any of these cards, they're probably not going to stick in my PC. They would be just strictly to be bought and then sold later. And the reason why we wait to buy these cards when they're cheaper is because you can provide a better price to your customers. So if I can buy a Giratina for 120, grade it in a 10, you know, and turn that into a $250 bill, I can beat a lot of the guys that have to sell for 300, who have to sell for 400, right? I can beat a lot of them. You can come down quite a bit and still be profitable. So I hate to say this, but the trick is you have to be the cheesiest buyer to become the best seller for your customers. That makes sense, right? So you want to be the cheapest buyer. I want stuff for the cheapest, but that allows you to be the best supplier to your customers. You're actually doing them a favor by saying, hey, I was able to get these for this cheap. That's how I can help you get this for this price. Doesn't always work like that, but that should be your mentality going forward, especially with this modern Pokemon. I'm more excited for Scarlet Violet EX, which is what we're going to get into right now. Here we go. All right, Pokemon this week. Scarlet and Violet EX pre-release is out and about already. However, the official release is March 31st. Now, I should be having some Scarlet Violet EX stuff come in. I will most likely film an opening or two. I will most likely get some boxes for the Discord box breaks. It's here. And there's a full set release, so we're going to go ahead and take a look at that today. Let's see here. Where's my button? There we go. All right. We got Scarlet Violet. Complete guide, English set, list, products, changes, and more. We're going to roll through this real quick. It's a 258-card set, 198 cards in the main set, and 60 secret rare cards. That is loaded. This is where I think the rarity of secret rare starts to die. Because now they're basically mimicking the Japanese sets where they load the subset or the secret rares into one big old category. So you're going to see 60 secret rares. We're usually used to about 15, 20, so it's about three times the amount. Here we go. Let me get these stupid ads out the way. They're bringing back the EX cards. We already talked about this. These are going to be some great looking cards here with the Mirrodon and the Koridon here. Awesome looking EX cards. We're not going to be talking about the EX mechanic too much. I'm just going to scroll right through. These are the ultra rares. That's what they call them, ultra rares. We're going to be going over those rarities as well here pretty soon. But you got the Terastalized Arcanine. Good looking card. And we'll talk about him here in a second. You got the Arcanine EX. It's kind of mid. I know that they added texture, which I think is good. I seen one. I think JT pulled one of these and he shared it in the grabs tab. I'm not sure how I feel about these. You'll see here in a bit. Okay. Gyarados EX. That's a nice full art. Terastalized, you know, Gyarados. Solid card. We'll talk about him here in a bit. And then you got the EX version there. I like the throwback idea. I'm not sold on it just yet. You'll see why here in a second. Okay. Let's see. All right. So the booster pack configuration, they're bumping up prices from $3.99 a pack to $4.49. Now that's because they've added two reverse holos and one holo card, and then they kind of mess with those inserts as they go. So you're basically going to get your quote unquote, you're going to get three hits. You're going to get three foil cards. We don't know what rarity, but you're going to get three foil cards. Okay. So expect to see your booster boxes a little bit higher in price. The days of $90 to $100 booster boxes are gone. These are probably going to be like wholesale, like 100 plus. That's wholesale. So imagine what they're going to do to you guys retail. It's going to get out of control. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I also don't know what that does to the reverse holo and the holo market. If there's three times the amount on the market, do we just not care about them anymore? I don't know. These are things we're going to have to figure out once this stuff hits the secondary market. So, let's see. All rares and higher are now foil. There are no more non-holo rares. Rainbow rares are also gone. We kind of heard about that. Here's a look from Leon Fart, right? So he's got some foils here. It looks nice. Cool. We're just going to blast right through these. You got the Koridon. These are the jumbo cards. Whatever. Okay. Scarlet Violet reverse holos. These could look kind of cool. So these are the reverses. They got like they say it's a cobblestone pattern. So a bunch of the fighting energy, dark energy, normal energy, things like that. They're kind of spackled on the card. That's the word, right? Looks cool. I like it. I'm glad they changed the reverse holos just a tad. You know, it's just a new generation. Give us something fresh. Don't regurgitate stuff. And that's cool. That's respectable. I like it. I'm not saying they're going to be rare. I'm just saying that that's cool. They're using Galaxy holofoils again instead of the line prism style looking things. They're going back to Galaxy, which I think is Galaxy's cooler. Be even better if they brought back the original holofoil with the stars. That would be awesome. Here's the rarity list, right? So in the main set, you got common, uncommon, rare, double rare. And this is made to mimic the Japanese format in terms of how they label the cards. So the labeling on the card is going to look a little bit different. Secret rares, you got your illustration rare. That would be this is kind of like your V, I would assume, right? Not your V. Full art, maybe? Full art? We'll see. You got special illustration rares, which is a step above that. You got ultra rares. And then you got hyper rares. Now, keep in mind, these are now qualified as secret rares. All of these are called secret rares. Hyper rare, ultra rare, special illustration rare. Okay. The hyper rare is going to be gold. which is interesting because we've seen gold fail in the past. They're going to keep pushing it. I don't know how I feel about that. We'll see. Here's a quick look here. So again, this is an illustration rare, which I think looks great. However, the illustration rare doesn't have any texture on it. Okay, so keep that in mind. Special illustration rare is more like our alternate art look, where it's going to have this full art card with the texture on it. Secret rare, special illustration rares. Okay, so this is going to be like a trainer secret rare style. Ultra rares, not bad. This is also known as an ultra rare. And I don't know how I feel about this because these have failed. These have completely failed in the Sword and Shield era. Nobody cares about them. We'll see how they go. You know, same thing with the gold, right? This is supposed to be the rarest card, the rarest hit. We'll see. I think it looks great. However, the market decides what they want to be a big deal. All right. Here's a quick look at the English products. Booster boxes, booster packs. 3-pack blisters, 1-pack blisters. You got, you know, they come with a little coin. Check lane blisters. Elite trainer box. I'm not going to go through this. I'm not going through this. Pre-release promos. These are kind of cool. Quackable. Palmont. I would... Palmont looks pretty dope. This is a nice pre-release card. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how collectible these are going to be because scalpers have ruined the pre-release market, but this used to be kind of cool, right? There's a staff one right there. That's a real thing. That might be cool. You know, if they bring that type of stuff back, it might be okay. I didn't even see that. Oh, these are all staff. That would be nice. I think that's cool. You got to keep it limited, though. You can't print them all day like that. There you go. That's a quick look here. Let me see if I can scroll down. I think they have the set. Yeah, they got the set list right here. I'm not going through that. What I am going to do, however, is I'm going to go back here. And I'm going to give you guys my Scarlet and Violet picks. So here we go.
Who's that Pokemon?
All right, my picks for Scarlet and Violet. Remember, guys, I'm not a player. I'm a collector. And I also only collect what I like. There are often times where there are cards that are extremely valuable that I won't buy, even though I could go flip them. I won't buy them just because I don't care. Right? If I get stuck with that, I would be pissed off. That's literally why I'm very selective with what I buy. Now, I still buy a ton of stuff. I still buy a ton. But these are my picks for Scarlet and Violet. These are cards that I want, but these are also cards that I think have the best chance of actually being, quote unquote, worth something. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start off with the illustration rares. These are my top three. I'm going with all new era Pokemon. We got Palmont. You got Grievard. I think that's his name, Gravard. And then you got King Gambit. Those are my three illustration arts. Good looking Pokemon. Awesome artwork, right? So you got the Palmont with the cute little look. You know, people like that stuff. Oh, he's so cute. It's Pikachu. Right? There's some similarities there. You got the Graveyard, right? You have Gengar in the middle, Ghastly. He's playing with all the little ghost plushies. Right? Another cute look. Again, a lot of Pokemon fans love to act like they're dark ghost people, spooky. You know, they like that. So I could see this being another big one. And then, you know, King Gambit, I think, is one of the most OP Pokemon in the game, in the video game, Scarlet Violet. Stupid strong. It's a menacing Pokemon. Very menacing Pokemon, and I think there's people out there that will respect that. And I think if kids get their hands on this, they'd be like, that guy is cool. So those are my top three picks for the illustration arts. There are a ton of other ones, right? There's a ton of stuff that didn't make it on here. There's Armorog, there's Gardevoirs. Like, there's all kinds of good stuff in this set. These would be my three that I would actually go out and buy. Okay, now we're going to move on to the next set of rarities here. These are the ultra rares with the Terastallization. Now, the reason why you have Gyarados and Arcanine here is because these are actually the only two of their kind in this set. When we look through the set list for Scarlet Violet, these are unique. So while I may not like the cards fully, they paint a picture, and there's only two in the set. So you have Gyarados, Arcanine. what I could see going forward is that they're going to release more terrestrialized Pokemon with the same artwork, but it's only going to be so many per set. So what happens is you start collecting PSA 10s of these guys every set when they come out. You're going to be able to paint a picture of every terrestrialized Pokemon they've released, and it could be big. I also like that they didn't really... They're not milking it like they are VMAXs. Remember, when there was VMAXs, there's like 4 to 6 a set. You know what I mean? No one cares. I think with these terrestrialized full art ultra rares, these could be a little bit more rare. And also, they're classic guys, right? Arcanine and Gyarados are kind of looked at as polar opposites. You see a lot of fan artwork. You see a lot of tattoos where Gyarados and Arcanine are combined because it's fire or water, that type of thing. I like it, though. I like it. These are textured cards. I think these are better than just the regular full art texture cards. So there's a little uniqueness to them because they're the only two in the set that look like that. No other cards look like that. So that's why I would go for them. Next, you got the special illustration arts. Now, these are going to be more like your alternate art that we know of today, right? Evolving Skies, alternate art, secret rare type thing. That's what you're looking at here with the Mirrodon. There are other ones, but I would lean towards this Mirrodon. Why? Well, because I think the Pokemon community likes Mirrodon more than they like Koridon. I think he has a modern look to him that matches, you know, the current state of collectors, right? So he's got this, what's that game called? Oh my gosh, what is that freaking game? He's got this cyberpunk, you know, 80s retro throwback look to him. You got purples, you got pinks, you got blues, you got yellows, right? So very Stranger Things throwback, but it's new feel. That's what I get with him. And then moving on, I think these are going to be the chase cards. I think this is a secret rare special illustration trainer card. This is Miriam, I believe. Miriam, I think this is going to be big because this is different than a full art trainer. This is a level higher than that. When you look at the list of full art trainers, you had Penny, you had Miriam, you had a couple other guys, and then you look at they only made a couple trainers in this specific rarity. So I think Miriam's going to be the winner on that. I looked at the Penny, not much there. I think this is probably the most colorful, the one that pops the most, most eye appealing, right? It's got a Pikachu in the corner. I think people are going to like it a lot. And then you have to go with the rarity, right? This is kind of a no-brainer. It seems generic. It seems cliche, but you got to go with the rarity. I think the Mirrodon, the gold Mirrodon, if it's as hard to pull as Pokemon is saying it is, and they give it the true rarity, this would be the one you want. I hope these special illustration arts go further than what they're making them out to be. Because I think this is actually a superior card. Like, that just looks way cooler than either of these two, but that's my personal preference. However, these are my picks for the set. If I could just get these cards and be done with Scarlet Violet, I would be happy. There's a couple other cool ones out there, but again, if I get to have these, we're all in. Okay, that's it for my picks on Scarlet Violet. Hopefully you guys like it. Let me know what cards you're looking for. Maybe I missed something. I'm not sure. But there you go. Moving on to some Yu-Gi-Oh! This week. Here we go. Heart of the Cards. These are some of the cheapest Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards you can get on the market right now. Maximum Gold Eldorado, Blue Eyes White Dragon, Red Eyes Black Dragon, Dark Magician, Exodia the Forbidden One. You want to talk about value collecting with these classic characters in alternate art forms? This is it right here, Eldorado. Eldorado. You can go on TCG Player right now, or you can go on eBay. You can get these gold premium rares, right? They're premium gold rares, PGRs. You can get them for under $2. In some cases, $1. No lie. And these are classic characters that I think are going to do well over time. You talk about people like, hey, I want to sell Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I want to grade Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I think this is a great one to break into that's cost efficient. You're not going to break the bank, right? You can buy 10 copies of this Blue Eyes for probably $30. 10 copies. Red Eyes, same thing. Dark Magician, Exodia, all the same. They're all less than $2. Now, are you going to get Gem Mint 10s every time around? That's where the hard work comes in. That's where I think, you know, it's a little bit easier said than done. However, check this out. Excuse me. All right. This is the cool part, is that even in PSA 9s, these cards do okay. They're not going to pay your mortgage in one shot, but they do pretty well. Blue Eyes White Dragon, $32 in a PSA 9. That's not one sale. That's multiple sales, right? So I average these out. Red Eyes Black Dragon, $31 in a 9. And I'm not even putting the PSA 10 price. I'm putting 9s because I think that's more realistic. $34 for PSA 9 Dark Magician. $39 for the PSA 9 Exodia. These are classic cards that almost any Yu-Gi-Oh! Collector would want, right? They're cost efficient, which is going to make them accessible to more people. Easy. I mean, do the math. You buy a Blue Eyes for $1.50, $2. You grade it for $15. You are $17 in, basically. You're $17 in. And you can sell it for $32. Now, you might only make a couple bucks off that after everything's said and done. But what happens if you hold them a little bit longer? They probably appreciate in price just a tad. What happens if you grade a 10? If you grade a 10 in these cards, they go for 60 plus, 60, 70 to $100 in some cases, right? Exodia can sell for 100. Dark Magician sells for like 120, I think. Blue Eyes, I've seen $70, $80 for PSA 10s. Red Eyes, again, $70, $80, $90 in 10s. Now, I don't share the 10s because Yu-Gi-Oh! Is hard as hell to grade. Don't get me wrong. I just got an Exodia and a PSA 10. That one's mine, though. I keep my 10s because it's so... You got to earn your 10s in Yu-Gi-Oh! But this is what I want you to think about. I think you can buy these cards for $1 to $2 in massive lots. I think you're going to end up with lots of 8s and lots of 9s. But I also think there's a really good option here that if PSA brings back a Yu-Gi-Oh! Special where you can grade your cards for $8, $10, $12 a pop, you could even lower your cost even more. And that might be something worth waiting for, right? So there's lots of things where I do this. It's like, hey, I have, you know, 100 of these cards. I'm not grading them at $15 a pop. I'm going to wait until there's like a special where I can do it for 12 or I can do it for 10. Now, that may never happen, but while I'm waiting, those cards also appreciate in value. So I think this is an easy play. It's something I bring up because it's something that I'm doing. It's something that I'm paying attention to. And these are great cards. You can't tell me these look terrible. These are awesome looking cards. You get stuck with 8, you're not going to be mad about it. It's like a, you know, it's like a Hidden Fates type of set, right? It's a special collector set. They got premium gold rares. You're not going to break the bank buying them, and you're not going to be able to pay off your mortgage selling them. But it's good cards to collect, and I think that there's something that, you know, if you're starting off your eBay store, this is something to look at, right? Because a lot of people say, you know, I wish I had the capital to fund my trading card business. It's like, well, you got to start small. You got to start small, and you got to work your way up, and there's nothing wrong with $4 to $6 bills, hand over fist, just boom, boom, boom. This is a great option. Great option. And again, I would buy a bulk lot of these, all the main characters. And then what I would do is I would wait till we get a Yu-Gi-Oh! Special at PSA, maybe $12, $13 a card. Maybe they go $10. It really depends. And done. Send them off. Just something I'm thinking about for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Spectrum. Taking a break from Maze of Memories. We'll be back on that here soon. But this is something, you know, I just graded a 10 in Exodia, so I thought I'd bring it up. All right, that's it for Yu-Gi-Oh! This week. Moving on to Dragon Ball. All right, Dragon Ball this week. We talked about it in the TCG Battle Royale. We're going to talk about it again. Dragon Ball Super Power Absorbed not only released a new booster called Power Absorbed, but they released a new product and it's called a collector's booster. If you see down here on this box, this specific box, you see how it's got the gold, tan, premium looks, got Vegito on there. It looks badass. It looks sick. But on top of that, look at that. It says collector's booster. So we're going to dig into that, and I'm going to show you why this is a big deal. Here we go. Zenkai Series Set 3 Power Absorbed Collector's Booster. One pack is $23.99. One freaking pack is $23.99. One box contains 12 booster packs. Okay, here we go. So check this out. You got 237 types. You got your secret rares, special rares, super rares. Rares, you have holo versions of the rares. So the rares that you would find... Oh, I'm sorry. The rares that you would find in the regular booster, retail boosters, I guess you could, that's what we call them, you're going to find the holo variants here. And check it out. I'll show you here in a second. The uncommons, you can also find the holo versions. In the commons, you can find the holo versions. So it's like a premium set for Power Absorb. It's really cool. Not only that, but you can find exclusive illustration silver foils, exclusive illustration holo versions, exclusive illustration secret rares, all three of them, right? So there's the cooler. There was the Android, and there was the your number one, Goku, Vegeta, duo type card. And then you got the holo, exclusive illustration, new holo. And there's only one in the set. Total of 36 cards in the lineup feature original illustrations. The card frames are also exclusive designs made especially for these cards. Saiyans and Androids both get their own exclusive designs as shown here. This Vegeta right here, pretty sick. All cards included in these packs are foil cards or better. So it's like I said, it's like a premium pack set. Two alternate art cards with exclusive designs are also guaranteed to be included. So here you go, one pack. You get your guaranteed two hits. 33 of the exclusive alt art cards also have holo versions. The holo versions are super premium gold foil and silver foil designs. Don't miss out on these. So here's an example. Here is the regular silver foil version of Goku. Check out the holo version. That is sick. That looks way better. Plus, the three secret rares from Power Absorbed have collector's booster exclusive alt art designs. See if you can find them. What's more, is there a one card type of Dragon Ball Super Card Game's first unique hologram card? Be sure to check out the full design for yourself. There's a hologram card, dude. Guys, this is going to be out of control. The box topper is a double-sided leader card. You'll definitely want to check out the Dragon Ball Super Card Game's first ever box topper. This is out of control. I don't know what to say, but let me show you something. Look at this. Look at this. Let me pull this up. TCG player. We're going to go Power Absorbed, if I can spell it correctly. Power Absorbed. Look at this. So you got a case price, right? You got the case price of Power Absorbed. This is just the regular booster box. It's $824.86. Then you go to the collector booster box. They want $400 for this collector booster box. $400. Look at that. People are actually buying these things too. Look at that. $388, $499, $399. And check it out. I mean, look, this is the alternate art right here for Android 21, $2,000. Out of control. Alternate art for the Goku and Vegeta. This is sold out. You can't even get it right now. I know that someone on eBay wants like $300, $250, $300. That's a sick card. Look at that. Come back. You got, this is the regular secret rare, golden cooler. You got the, you are number one, just $100, but not just $100, but here's an example of a gold stamp card. Gold stamped, $60. Look at these prices are out of control, guys. Gold stamp, $30. These are premium cards, and it's almost like we got a hobby and a retail version of Dragon Ball from Bandai, which is, I think, is cool. And I don't know, maybe it's a complete flop. Look at this. They want $40 for one pack. Crazy. Look at this gold stamp Vegito. Let me move myself out of the way. Look at that. $22 for that. What are the odds you pull one from a pack? I don't know. But what I'm excited about is that they have, this is what I've always asked for, is like, give collectors something to buy so we don't have to take everything from players. This is it. This is how you do it. Look at these prices. $40. $40. $35. $22. Crazy. Look at this gold stamp Vegeta. Gogeta right here. Check it out. It's a nice looking car. I bet you it looks better in person. You know, these scans never, these like templates never look that great. And then check this out. Look at this. Someone hasn't even pulled this one yet, I don't think. Here's the gold stamp Goku. Look at that. $18 for that one. Versus the regular, which you probably wouldn't touch. You wouldn't get nothing for that. Here's the alt art cooler. They want $600. Check that out. You got three as low as $600. So you can buy a box for $400 or you can get this cooler, which was one of my collector picks. These, I think this is great. Basically, because remember, I brought this up a long time ago. I was saying, you know, Dragon Ball Super's got a problem because you got SPRs, you have secret rares, which in most cases are going to be case hits. Then you have God rares. And God rares, like from the leap from secret rare to God rare is like just out of control. And they needed something in between. The solution was, well, let's make a collector's booster box with alternate secret arts and gold stamp rares. So now you have your secret rares, right? So look, it's just, now you really got, it's crazy. You got SPRs. You have gold stamp cards that are only exclusive to the collector boxes. Then you have secret rares. Then you have alternate art secret rares. Then you have the God rare. So it's like it's tiered out. And now you have multiple price points, right? You have cards that are going to be $20. You have cards that are going to be $60 to $80. You have cards that will be $200 to $300. You have cards that will be probably $500 to $800. And then you have God rares, which are going to be $1,500+. It's like tiered out really nicely. And I thought it was a really thoughtful thing that Bandai's done. And I would love to see this for Digimon. I hope Bandai runs both of them. I would hope that Bandai does this for Digimon. They need it. You absolutely need this. I think it could actually save Digimon and make people interested. It could make Pokemon collectors understand that there are levels to this, right? The Pokemon company just makes a secret rare and it's like, oh, that's what it is. And it could be worth nothing and people will still pay money for it. So I just think giving us options makes people think about what they're actually buying. This is awesome. Really cool. That's it for Dragon Ball this week. Moving on to Digimon. Here we go. Real quick. Cheapy Weepy. All Force Vigermon, the alternate art gold rare. 27 listings as low as $75.36 on TCG Player. That is cheaper than the price of a booster box. Does anyone know the pull rate for this All Force Vigermon? It's got to be the same as Mastermon or Machinedramon. And that's where I would say, I think this is a great time to buy. I had three in my cart this morning. I didn't buy because I'm willing to bet that this might touch the high 60s. I might be wrong. I've been wrong about Digimon before. This might touch the high 60s. As the box price comes down, we've seen, you know, most Digimon will sit in the mid 60s, high 50s. I'm kind of waiting for that. And if this All Force Vigimon follows that trend, I would be more inclined to buy there because he's not my favorite, but I really want to buy this rarity. I want this card in hand. I think it's a good time. If you're considering it, you know, and you can't hold on like me, it's a great time to buy, I think. I don't know how much lower it can go. So I would consider it. I would definitely consider it. I don't know how much lower this thing goes. So I guess I'd be asking you, you know, what do you guys think this is going to go? And what do you guys think of the rarity? You guys let me know. Maybe we can figure it out in the Discord and make a better decision. But I'm like about that close to buying a handful of them. Because I believe in the rarity, at least from what was advertised to us from Bandai. These are pretty rare cards to pull. We're not seeing a lot, right? Like you go on social media, scroll through Digimon, you're not seeing a lot of these. So it's not like, you know, this is easy. You go to Pokemon, everyone's pulling the same stuff. Not in Dragon Ball, not in Digimon. So that's what's got me thinking about this. I'm going to wait one more week, see how we do, and it might be time to pull the trigger. Real quick on Digimon, that's it. All Force Vigimon, Cheepy Weepy. If that's your guy, get it. It makes sense. Don't buy a booster box. Just get the card. And for those of you who have never tried that, like, I don't buy singles. I just want to rip. I get it. But try it one time. See how much you thank yourself later for it, right? Okay. That was it for Digimon. Just real short and sweet. We're going to be getting into our sports, Major League Baseball, Rookie of the Year brackets. Here we go. Last week, I asked you guys, you know, if we should do... Actually, I didn't ask. I made a bracket because one of our Discord members, Lone Wolf, said, hey, we should do, like, March Madness brackets for people to help us kind of learn about sports and stuff. I was like, that's a great idea. With opening week being about 10 days out, opening day being 10 days out for Major League Baseball, I thought we should do some Major League Baseball Rookie of the Year brackets. So that way, in about 2 weeks, we'll have some top picks for who we think is going to be Rookie of the Year. And for those of you that don't know who you should invest in or why you should be buying things, you're going to have a blueprint right here of like where you should be looking. And then it's up to you to do your research. Okay, well, they say Gunnar Henderson is going to be the Rookie of the Year. Okay, what team is he on? What division does he play in? Is he someone who's going to get in trouble? You have to do all that research, right? How far are they going to make it into the season? All these things. And then combine that with, okay, his market's here. Do I think it'll increase more if he wins Rookie of the Year? And then you answer those questions. You stock up. You stock up on your cards. You send them in. And you get all that stuff ready for the end of the season. Mid to end of the season, right? So here we go. We had our first week of Major League Baseball Rookie of the Year brackets. We had Hunter Brown versus Josh Jung. We had Ezekiel Tovar versus, Kodai Senga. He was the number 10. So you guys voted. Let me pull it up on the Discord real quick. Let me see what we got. Hold on. Got to pull it up. March Madness. Here we go. So you guys voted Ezekiel Tovar over Kodai Senga 6-4. So Ezekiel Tovar is going to move on to the next round. Right down here. Let me see. You guys see? Right here. Right there. That's Ezekiel Tovar. Then we voted Josh Jung versus Hunter Brown. You guys said Hunter Brown 6-4. So it was 6-4 on both people. Hunter Brown gets 6 votes. And Ezekiel Tovar gets 6 votes. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go to eBay real quick. eBay. And we're going to take a look, right? So let's go Ezekiel Tovar PSA 10. Now, why am I searching PSA 10? Because I think if you don't know Jack about grading sports cards or anything about these guys, I think your safest bet is to buy something that is in Gem Mint 10 condition and has a high rarity. Because now all you have to wait is for the guy to perform. There's no research on anything else. You got a high rarity on a speculative player. You just have to wait for them to perform. I think it's the easiest thing to do. Now, PSA 10s are a little more expensive, but they're not that bad in baseball, right? Look at this. You got a PSA 10, Bowman's Best Auto Blue Refractor, numbered to 150, PSA 10 rookie card, $140. OBO. Try $99. See if you get it. Ezekiel Tovar. This is actually a PSA 9. That's not a PSA 10. That's a 9. That guy lied. Here you go. PSA 10. Bowman Chrome. 146. And another way you can see, kind of see what people are buying, right? Like where you're like, well, how do I know which variant to get? Go to your sold items here. and look at what people are buying most recently. So you got Bowman Chrome, Topps Pro Debut, Bowman Chrome, Bowman Chrome, Bowman Chrome. I think we're seeing a trend here. So if you're like, well, which one do I, you're going to want to get a 2021 Bowman Chrome rookie card. That's what you want. So we go back and we go PSA 10, Bowman Chrome. We organize it by lowest first. And we say buy it now. I'll buy it now and let's see what we got. So you got a Bowman Chrome Shimmer Refractor of Ezekiel Tovar. There's no SIG. It's not numbered. $100. Look at this. This is so Chrome Sapphire is actually really good. This is a yellow. Here we go. So the cheapest auto you can get is $146 right now. Ezekiel Tovar, first Bowman Chrome. That's something I would probably buy. Like, that's what I would go for. Now, oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, this guy right here, he's priced at $179. This is the same card for $146. So I would start looking at stuff like that. Look at this, $215, same card. $218, yeah. Yeah, that guy's priced low, actually. You get that, you know, but you have to think, you have to know Ezekiel Tovar is going to make it far. You have to believe in that yourself. That's the biggest thing. Okay, now let's go ahead and take a look at Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown, PSA 10. Same thing, okay? So not much on the market for Hunter Brown, PSA 10. You got this, that's Gary Brown. It's not even Hunter Brown. I don't see anything on the market for Hunter Brown. So now what we have to do is we need to go to sold items and see what's going on. Here it is. Hunter Brown. This is Tops Now. Tops Now. Tops Now. Tops Now. Oh my gosh. Pretty popular card, I'd say. People really want that card. So this is the other route you could go. Maybe you believe in Hunter Brown. I don't know how long that's going to sustain. That's freaking crazy that they're paying that much for that. I don't know if that's legit, but what we do is we go Hunter Brown, Tops Now, rookie, and we see what we got. We'll take a look at some raw cards, right? Close out the sold listings, and we're just going to scroll through. Look at that. People want $20 for this. You can get a PSA 9 if you wanted to for $34. You got to believe in him, though, as a player that he's gonna push that rookie of the year. So there's not much on the market for Hunter Brown. This is Top Series 1. I had opened some of this. These are pretty cheap. Look at that, $2 for a Hunter Brown rookie card. That's actually the one featured right here on screen. Now, this is actually the black variant. These are numbered to 199. So you could actually go here. Hunter Brown, Tops Series 1. Take a look at these. And what I would do is I would actually organize this by highest because these are pretty cheap. Boom. So here we go. So here's the black numbered to 72 card. That's 275, 225. Look at this. You can get an SGC 10 rookie card, $200. That's a little high in my opinion, especially when you got this green variant right here. 175 for the green foil numbered to 499. Not bad. These are nice too. These gold rookie foils. This is $75 OBO. That's from Canada. This is numbered to 299 orange. That kind of matches the jersey. That's another cool look. Ooh, that's not bad. $45 for the foil, rainbow foil. That might be something worth looking at. But again, you're betting, okay, I'm going to buy this for $40. And at the end of the season, when he comes rookie of the year, will I be able to sell it for $75, $80? That's, you have to consider all these things. I'm not just saying it's shooting fish in a barrel. You got to be smart with this stuff. But I really like these. I'm not really into Hunter Brown, but these aren't too bad. So you could go, I would go, look at this, a nice gold foil right here, $20. $20, come on. It's got a fat fingerprint right there. What a slob. Anyways, there you guys go. That's a quick look at our rookies that made it into the second round. So we're going to have Ezekiel Tovar face off against the number two rookie of the year candidate, which is Corbin Carroll. He's one of my top picks. That's kind of why I don't believe in Hunter Brown and Ezekiel Tovar. Corbin Carroll is supposed to be very promising rookie this year. Jordan Walker, number four, is supposed to be another big one. He's having a huge spring training. Gunnar Henderson is like the undisputed rookie of the year. That's what they're guessing. But he could get hurt, right? Something could happen. You don't want that to happen, but these are some of the top picks, right? And you got Logan O'Hop, Angels rookie, Miguel Vargas, Dodgers. So now this is our lineup for next week. Next week, we will feature these players, Gunnar Henderson versus Hunter Brown, Jordan Walker versus Tristan Casas, Corbin Carroll versus Ezekiel Tovar, Logan O'Hop versus Miguel Vargas. That will be our brackets for next week, that which will put us into the semifinals. And hopefully by opening day, we will have a Rookie of the Year prospect, and you will have done your research on which rookie cards you want to buy. The other thing is you could buy one of each. You could buy every rookie. There's 10 cards here. You could buy one of each rookie card, all 10, and just one of them's going to win Rookie of the Year, right? Unless some like no name does it, but it's likely that one of these guys will take the cake. It's all speculative. It's all gambling. You got to enjoy it. You got to like baseball. I am rooting for the Orioles. I want Hunter Brown. Not Hunter Brown. Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman to do well this year. I'm watching Corbin Carroll. Diamondback's pretty cool. I played for the Cardinals when I was a kid, so I like Jordan Walker, right? Like little things like that. I'm not paying super close attention, but that's the stuff I am interested in. That is it for the MLB Rookie of the Year brackets this week. We're going to be talking about a little bit more sports here, and that is 2022 Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary. This is a new set that's going to be dropping here in about a couple days. I should have some inbound, so I wanted to share it with you guys. I'm going to share the set information, and if you guys want to open some more sports cards, because we did 2022 Donruss Football last month for our box break, if you guys want to do some baseball, we can do that. This will be fairly affordable. I don't think it'll be as much as a Donruss Football, but here you go. 2022 Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary. Now, the reason these cards are really cool, why did I click that? I guess it works. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're going to just do this. Boom. The reason why I picked this set is because they have a throwback look to them, and that's something that I think is a big deal. And, you know, it alludes to previous sets. So the 2022 Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary is actually remodeled after the 1953 baseball card. So that's why they have this vintage kind of portrait look to them. I thought that was cool. It's also Topps Chrome, so you have really high gloss, high quality, you know, finish. They're going to be thick card stock. I love that. I love the feel of that. Same thing with Optic. Okay, it's going to be a little bit thicker than Donruss, I'll tell you that. Here we go. Now, the 2021 Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary 2021 set was a throwback to the 1952 Topps design. Now, this one is the 1953 Topps design. So here you go. Coming in with smaller lineup compared to last year, 2022 Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary Baseball worked with 500 cards in the 1953 Topps Baseball styled set. There are many parallels available, such as the Speckle Refractor numbered to 150, shown here with Bobby Witt Jr., another good rookie to have. I think I graded one in the SGC 10, not this card, but a different card. Good shortstop. New parallels in the rainbow include platinum, blue refractors, platinum toil cream, platinum toil white, different platinum scale. We're not going to get all into that. They got the numbers here, numbered to 75, numbered to 199, numbered to 10, numbered to 5. In addition, hobby light boxes are the only place to find the black and white mini diamond refractors, 1 in 4 packs. Pretty cool look. I'm not going to have the light hobby packs. I'm going to have like the legit hobby packs. But here we go. Let's see here. 2022 Topps Chrome Platinum. There's just so much verbiage. Refractor, 1 in 4 packs. Black and white, that's from the light packs. We're not going to worry about that. The X-Fractor, pretty good pull, 1 in 24 packs. You have the Aqua Lava Refractor, numbered to 299. Yellow Wave Refractor, numbered to 250. So there's some pretty cool stuff here. The red refractors, numbered to 5. Look at this. Super Fractor. So that would be like a big hit, 1 of 1 right there. These are all the different rarities. I'm not going to talk through all of them. There's all kinds of different refractors, but you guys can kind of see how they're tiered out in terms of rarity. You start off numbered to 299, and it kind of goes all the way down to numbered to 1 of 1. They got autos in here too. So the Rainbow Refractor is quite a bit smaller than the base set, offering limited editions like Black Refractors numbered to 10. The Platinum Toil Cream Blue Refractor numbered to 99. It's also a new look. That looks pretty cool, right? Like, look at the background here. You have classic baseball backdrop. Nice looking auto. Let's see here. So one box on average is going to yield one autograph. You're going to get four cards per pack, 24 packs in a box. And here you go. Here's a look here. Like, look at this. Classic look. Like, you can actually pull this Babe Ruth. Pretty classic look, right? There's Bobby Witt. That's the black and white. We won't be able to pull that. But look at this. You can pull something like this. Aaron Judge. You got the autos here. Franco. Guerrero Jr. So there you guys go. Just a quick look, new product release of Topps Chrome Platinum. That's something I'm going to be ripping into personally. But if you guys want to open some for the box break, just let me know. And I will put a box aside for us to open. It shouldn't be that bad. I don't think it's gotta be close to, you know, maybe $12 a pack, something like that. It might be even cheaper. I'm not sure. I have to do the math on all that stuff, but it won't be as expensive as Donruss football. So if anyone's interested in that, we'll do it. I'm going to have fun, though. I think I should be getting my boxes here pretty soon. So me and my wife will be just ripping away. And it's baseball season. So that's why we're opening up a lot of baseball right now. Okay, that's it for sports this week. Moving on to Gengar's Grabs. Here we go. All right, Gengar's Grabs. This is our segment all about you guys. It's our last segment of the night, too. Join our Discord. Share the stuff that you buy every week. And it ends up on Gengar's Grabs. If, you know, I'll rank it up 1 through 5. See who's got the best of the best. This was a tough week. There's a lot of good stuff in here this week. Number 5 this week. Going with that guy, CT. He's got a PSA 8 Gold Stamp Grand Quagamon. Now you're saying, okay, who's Grand Quagamon? It's Digibattle. Like, come on. Gold Stamp, PSA 8. The reason why I shared it is because CT actually plays the Digimon card game. And his first deck was with a Grand Quagamon. So he went and bought the original, the OG Grand Quagamon. So that's cool. This is part of his quest to buying 1 or 2 slabs a month, things he likes. And again, you know, I don't care what the haters say. Gold stamps are harder to pull than foils are. Now, Grand Quagamon may not be everyone's favorite, but I think when Digimon starts catching on, I still think it's crazy early, but I think when Digimon starts coming around, the people who bought gold will probably be better off. And it's just apparent in the pop reports, guys. Go take a look at the pop reports. More and more foils keep popping up, not at the rate golds are. I got a soft spot for Digimon. That's why he got it. Okay, so that's number 5. Number 4. Going for ATM all the way from Canada. Now, this is quite the spread here. This should have won number 1, but there's so much other stuff that's been added this week that I couldn't, right? He's competing with a lot of people. But we got PSA 9 Lugia alt art, PSA 10 Lugia alt art. We got that's a PSA 7 Gengar alt. Leafeon PSA 10 alt. I actually just sold one of these for almost $300 the other day. Sylveon alt PSA 10. You got some sort of Weisswars PSA 10. And then you got the Alphamon. I think he took a 7 on that. But that card looks sick. That's actually, you know, it may have got the lowest grade out of the bunch. But when I look at this picture, this one looks dirty, man. Like that. I like that card. And they're still, you know, floating around $500-$600. So I got to get one. I got to get one, right? I know I should. There's too many cards to buy. That's what it is. But again, this is a great, great return. He actually got more cards in a PSA return. He was loaded with stuff, but I thought this was the coolest spread. This is the type of stuff that I'm interested in, you know, minus the Weisswars, but the other stuff, like that's the other stuff that I'm buying, right? It's the other stuff I'm buying, other stuff I'm grading. So it's just kind of a similar, you know, batch of cards that you would find me having. Number 3 this week. Conroe Smalls. Conroe. So he got, this is his first BGS return, and he did pretty damn good, I'd say. I mean, look, he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 BGS 10s. That's pretty good, right? And then you got three 9.5s and 1.9. Now, again, I'm not the biggest Y Schwarz fan. I don't know anything about these characters on here. But to grade that high on your first BGS return is pretty darn good. I know Y Schwarz has a high gem mint rate. I know Dragon Ball has a high gem mint rate, but I really like the selection here. You got Gogeta and you got Goku. And in a BGS 10, he's going to do pretty damn well. I thought this sub was just a tad better than what ATM did. That's the only reason why he got the number 3 spot. But it looks great. Number 2 this week. Going with Paperclip, aka Jake. He completed his Digimon Animated Series 2 Japanese insert set. So those cards are like 1 in 12 packs. Basically, you might get 1 to 2 per booster box. And there's, you know, so many of them. And he finally completed it. I think he got the Genii. He had Genii and he needed one more. And he got those two finally. I remember him posting about this a while back saying, hey, I'm working on these. And now he's finally got them all. Those are hard to pull. I mean, I opened a case and I think I might only have, you know, 3/4 of the set. I don't have them all. But those are cool cards. I think that if you're going to grade cards from Animated Series 2 Digimon, I think the Japanese insert texts are going to be ones that are going to be big once they get the spotlight and the attention they deserve. Silver foils are nice too, don't get me wrong. But the Japanese text, that's just a rarity above, you know, 1 to 2 per box. Think of it as like an SPR, kind of like that, but even more rare because it's a much larger insert pool. There's so many more cards that can get them. So like if you're getting the Gatomon, if you're getting the Bonds of Friendship, if you're getting the Wizardmon, if you're getting the Phantomon or Mega Seedramon, Zudamon, like if you're getting the main characters in that Japanese text, they get pretty pricey. And in some cases, outpace vintage Pokemon, right? Like you can get a near mint Blastoise for like $60 to $90. Same thing with Digimon. You might be able to find a Bonds of Friendship Japanese text for that same exact price. So they rival Pokemon from that same era pretty darn well. Not all of them do that, but most of them are going to be $30, $60, $70. Like that's kind of where they float around from. So that is quite the feat to do. You know, again, I'm not really a completionist. I just collect stuff in the highest rarity and the highest grade possible. But being a completionist takes work. So that's why it gets number 2 this week. Now, number 1, this was just ridiculous. Top G, aka JT, he did it. He initiated I think Wiener Schnitzel. I don't know. They traded. I don't know who initiated the trade, but they traded. JT gave up like a BGS 9.5 Justamon foil in return for a Black War Greymon PSA 8 and a Bihumon PSA 9 foil. So those are big grades for PSA. The highest graded PSA 8 is Black War Greymon right there. That's the highest graded Black War Greymon at PSA currently. And he traded up for it. And, you know, I know JT is a Black War Greymon collector. As a matter of fact, I just traded him one of mine. So I don't know how many this guy has now. He probably has like 6 copies of Black War Greymon. But that, I think that's cool. I think that's cool that he's accumulating those and he's got a character that he likes, right? I think that's cool. Now, I don't really care for Black War Greymon. I think it's a great card. In terms of raw sales, you know, I think he's top three most expensive Digibattle card. So I think it's still Lucemon's at the top. I think it was Omni. Omni was at number 2. I can't remember. Or maybe it was another Series 6. I got to look at my list. But he's in that top, I want to say top 3, top 5 category, like most expensive Digibattle cards is Black War Greymon. Very popular with the collectors. I don't know where that came from. I think Black War Greymon's sick. Don't get me wrong. I think he's sick. But he's not like, you know, I don't know. I would still rather collect WarGreymon. I would still rather collect a Metal Garurumon. The Digidestined is where I would go. Black WarGreymon's sick. Don't get me wrong. I watched the show. He's dope. Trust me. I get it. But, you know, Black WarGreymon to me is kind of like Dark Charizard. That's how I feel about it, right? And Dark Charizard's cool, but there are other things I'd rather get than that card. But again, I don't have a PSA 8. You know how hard it is to grade a PSA 8 at PSA with these cards? Let me tell you guys. It's frustrating almost how hard they are grading these cards, but it's also cool that we're getting legitimate grades that, you know, reflect the actual condition of the card. But kudos to him, man. PSA 9, PSA 8, that is no joke. No joke to get those. And it was a hell of a trade. I was watching that go down. I threw up my Black WarGreymon. I threw up my WarGreymon, and I threw up, what else did I have? Oh, crap. I want to say I had an Omni on the table. He didn't trade with me. He ended up trading with Wiener Schnitzel, but it's because he had the better grade. So I get it. You know what I mean? It was a better trade, I think. And yeah, just awesome overall. That thing looks clean. So that's why it gets number one. I'm a little jealous, but yeah, awesome. That's it. So JT wins there. And that sums it up for episode 127. Thank you guys for watching. If you liked the video, please like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. You guys dropped a lot of comments last week. I appreciate it. It means a lot. Join our Discord because it's free. Those links are in every video that we drop. And if you want to support the podcast, you can click the link that says support this podcast. That's it. We got Topps Platinum on the way. If you guys want to open that, let me know. We should have Scarlet Violet EX. I'm not going to have it before release date, I don't think. I might. But if you guys want to open that, let me know. I got to know what's on your mind. So we're a little bit late on the box break this month. We may not even make it to the end of March. We may have to roll into April. I'm not sure it's going to roll out. I'm kind of waiting for these new products to roll in so we can have something new to open. But it's totally up to you guys. You guys let me know what you want to open. We'll figure it out. That's it for episode 127. I'll see you next week for episode 128. Peace.